Hello and welcome to Connection Point. James Hilliard here, and today speaking with John Haverty, the ITS Assistant Director at Washburn University. Founded in 1865, Washburn has more than 7,300 students, nearly 1,000 faculty and staff as well at their Topeka, Kansas campus. No surprise that keeping the university's Microsoft licenses up to date can be a big undertaking. John here with us today to talk about how GovConnection, the PC Connection sales subsidiary that serves higher education customers, stepped in and helped Washburn University restore software licensing sanity, ease compliance concerns, and save money. Washburn had been receiving conflicting information from their former software vendor and Microsoft, which was a cause for concern. So they reached out to the team at GovConnection and gave them authority to run a report for all of their Microsoft purchases. GovConnection in turn reached out to Microsoft and came up with a solution so all Washburn's licenses were in compliance. John with us to talk about that process and project. Appreciate the time, John. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, James.
All right, starting at the beginning, what led you to take a deeper look at your Microsoft licensing scenario, and what did you discover working with GovConnection on this particular project?
We've actually been a customer of GovConnection for quite a few years now. So it was just an annual renewal that we had to go through and review with GovConnection, working with them to figure out what we'd done in the past. And, of course, we have to get the formulas from Microsoft to go through and generate our FTE, our full-time faculty and staff, so we can do those numbers. And just working with GovConnection to work through that process. It's something we've done, I think we renew every 3 years or so, and it's just a process we had to go through with them.
And this licensing you were evaluating here, just desktops? Was it for admin, for faculty, for students? Were you looking at back-end gear?
Right. This was for all Washburn-owned equipment, whether it's desktops, laptops. Initially, we were looking at possibly adding servers into the mix, but we made a decision after having a few conference calls with GovConnection that we'd probably look at that later. We didn't want to, it's kind of adding confusion to our side to do that and some other hoops that we might have to jump through on our side to get that done. So we decided to go back and revisit adding servers in at a later time, probably next month or two. We'll follow back up on that and get that done. But yeah, it was just, it was for all Washburn equipment, desktops and laptops, that sort of thing.
And John, on those servers, kind of the approach there, just a one-off process?
That's correct. So what we've been doing up to this point, or still doing it, in fact, is if we get spin up a new server, I'll reach out to GovConnection. Then we work with him to get that ordered and get the license put on the server.
Down the road, though, might there be a chance for some change in that process?
That's correct. And we also expect at least somewhat maybe some type of cost savings there, too. If we're not just doing one-off, if we just do, so we can basically go in and put it on anytime we want, that might give us possibly some type of cost savings as well.
John, you mentioned cost savings here. Your decision to renew, major change, similar license?
It was basically status quo. We didn't really add anything new, take anything away. We did look at some of those options. We did review them and see how we could possibly do that. But in the end, we just did the same agreement that we've done the last few years. So the final cost that came down to us was what we were expecting.
You mentioned GovConnection got a report prepared for you. That was the first step. How long did that take then? Kind of what was the next step?
The time it took from when we requested that report to the time we actually got it, it was fairly quick. We had it in less than a week, probably a day or two. I don't recall exactly for sure. Once we did get that report and reviewed it, we looked through it to see, it made sure it jived with what we thought we had been ordering here the last few years, the license we've been putting on systems, so forth, and everything met what we were expecting. After we reviewed that and went through the process and decided that we didn't want to add any other servers or change anything, we got the PO out to GovConnection, I think, next day, basically, after we made the final decision, got the final quote back from GovConnection. It was a fairly quick process.
John, real quick, were you able to take advantage of any special programs for education organizations?
Renewing what we had had before, doing a FTE count of our faculty staff and doing going through those numbers, the formula that Microsoft provides, I think we get a fairly good deal by what we go through with that process with GovConnection, and they've always been good to us. For a few months there, it seems like I was sending a message, maybe a few messages a day, asking him a question. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll reach out to his Microsoft counterpart or someone else in the GovConnection. We do conference calls, seems like, again, a couple times a month to resolve issues or questions that we have.
And John, before I let you go, tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you, how was it to work with the GovConnection team?
Yeah, working with Tom and his team has been great. He's always fast to respond. Usually I think of something late in the day, and I'll send him an email message asking him a question. Usually I get a phone call and an email. If he doesn't catch me by phone, he'll send me a follow-up email. And he's made it very easy for me to get quotes. Quite truthfully, it's oftentimes easiest for me to just drop him a note or call him and have him work his magic and get that for me.
Well, good stuff there, John. Do appreciate all those insights. Also appreciate the fact that all of you have tuned in to listen to John's story there. If you do want to learn more about services to support your software licensing updates and other IT projects, then contact your account manager. They can help you engage with their on-staff software and licensing experts, or you can visit online, pcconnection.com. You're also invited to call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send us an email, pretty simple. It is connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.